Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Welcome to the AI Hustle podcast. Today on the show, Jamie and I are going to tell you about this crazy new monstrosity that I'm currently building that essentially generates unlimited search traffic from Google. And this could be something you could use for affiliate marketing, for promoting any product that you have. But anyways, it's this crazy system that I've been working on for over a year now. And I'm going to bring it to you today. So the first thing that I will say is, essentially, this is using AI to create articles and post them on a website to rank in Google. That's the premise of essentially what I'm doing. And I'll go over, I'm doing like a new version, like the 2.0 on steroids version right now. But I want to tell you about what I did a year ago to get into this. But first off, I'd like to kick it over to Jamie to talk about the value of like Google search traffic, why this is important, why people can use this, what this really helps. What's the point of all this?
Yeah. I mean, so people think that, you know, the Google search is kind of like a thing of the past, but it is still extremely powerful. I mean, that is how Sarah and I, our first business, how we became self-employed is through Google search. So we started a wedding photography business back in like 2013, and most of our, you know, competition was using Facebook as their primary marketing tool to get new customers. And we just built a really good looking website and ranked for Grand Rapids Wedding Photography, which is where I live. And we had more business than we knew what to do with. We had to turn down so many people because there's only a certain amount of Saturdays in a year. So, it totally blew up our business and was really life-changing. So this stuff is extremely powerful.
Dude, that's amazing. Yeah. And that's why I'm like, that's why when I say this, I'm like, I'll show you this cool strategy, but like this can be applied to anything, like a photography business, any business you have. If you want to start an agency doing this for other people, it's really like using AI for this is like the ultimate hack that is currently available. So I'll tell you what I started doing. So I have a app called SelfPause. It's the number one AI life coach. And about September, I think last year, I started experimenting with a bunch of different AI writing tools. This is before ChatGPT, but there were some like precursors. There was one called Jasper that I was using. I was on like the $800 a month Jasper tier because I was cranking out so much content. Yeah. I had like 2 VAs full time on my account, but I was getting so much traffic that I was like, this is crazy. So essentially what I did is I got my website and I identified like a bunch of keywords that I wanted to rank for. And so an example of this would be like, it's an AI life coach, but it has like positive affirmations on there. So like one keyword would be like positive affirmations. Another keyword would be like meditation. Another would be like, you know, self-help, right? So those are all like the main keywords. Then what I would do, this is the whole process here, by the way, is you go to a website called answerthepublic.com, and answerthepublic.com is cool. It has like, you could use it for free, I think a couple times a day, but you got to pay if you want to use it a ton. But anyways, you throw your keyword into there and it will give you like, I think it gives you like the top 300 to 700 Google searches about that keyword. So it's really useful because it's telling you literally what people are searching for. So it's not just like, oh, I want to rank for like best Sony camera, right? It's like, yeah, it's going to give you the long tail, like best Sony EO7, blah, 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 like camera. How does this camera switch the settings from whatever, right? So like you get like very long tail keywords about like random things I would never even think of. And also you put your one keyword in and boom, you get like 700 of these things. So anyways, I've got to answer the public, throw the keyword in. And I did this, I think I found like my top 10 keywords I wanted to rank for, threw all of them in there, got like 300 things. And then I got an article written about every single one of those Google searches with Jasper using AI, turned it into a blog post, posted it on the website. So I think there's somewhere between 2,000 and 3,000 articles on the SelfPause website right now.
So just on your one website, you didn't start multiple websites, just one?
No. Yeah.
Wow. Crazy.
So that's what I'd rec- That's what I'd recommend doing if it's like a brand thing, right? Like it's just your brand, you throw it all on there. But I'm switching that up a little bit to be a little bit more crazy for the next level of this. But yeah, that's what I did. And the results, I'm pulling up my like Google Search Console right now. I haven't touched this thing in almost a year. Like I did all of those. We did like the 3,000 articles, and we did a couple things. Like we put like images to try to make the articles pretty and embed some YouTube videos and whatever. But like all the content is just like AI generated. We would do frequently asked questions. I found that really helped with Google SEO for some reason, if you have like frequently asked questions on every article. But anyways, from that, in the last 28 days, I've had 14,000 Google searches and clicks through to my website. Wow. So over 40,000 in the last 3 months. And my top search right now is AI life coach. So at the beginning of the year, when we first integrated our like AI life coaching features into the app, I was like, oh my gosh, like I got to rank for this. So I just quickly went out, like I just wanted to rank for this term. I went out, spun up like 100 articles about like AI life coach, right? Or a few hundred, maybe, I'm not sure. Threw them on there. And then I had all of the blog posts. So like, let's say I did like one to 200 blog posts. Each blog post would have a link back to the main page. So I had one main page called AI life coach, and then like 300 ones about like, what's the best AI life coach? How does an AI life coach work? You know, what is an AI life? Right. So like, and all of them would have a link back to the main page, and that helped that main page rank. So now I think if you go and Google AI life coach, self-pause is like the big featured snippet at the top. It's like the number one result. And it drives like a ton of traffic for us.
That's crazy. So how long did that take you to put, you said a couple hundred articles, maybe at the beginning, how long did that take you to, with AI, to build all those and get them published?
I don't think that we were doing it manually back then even, but I don't think that could have taken us. In fact, this one would have been right after ChatGPT launched. So we probably used ChatGPT to do all of it. A couple days, maybe, right? Okay. Like I had a VA that did it, but like anyone could do it themselves. A VA is a virtual assistant, right? Someone from another country that can go work and at a lower rate. But so I think we just use ChatGPT. You just go to ChatGPT. You're like, hey, write an article. You got to make your own prompt that's fancy, right? Write an article, put some FAQs in it, blah, 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 blah. And this is the topic, and then just generates the whole article. You post it, you go and embed some nice pictures to make it look pretty. You put it in a nice template. We had it like essentially where on the website we had a nice template, and my VAs would just copy and paste the content into the template. So it looks like really professional and pretty and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of different ways you can do it. People have like auto posting blogs and stuff that do a good job of this.
Was it a WordPress website or what kind of website? Okay.
Yep, WordPress. And I will tell you, so I have recently discovered a tool that I think if anyone is trying to do this, it's called tryjournalist.com. And I think this is a really cool tool. I've paid for it that I'd recommend checking out, because it makes these articles really like it. You can probably reverse engineer how they make the article so good, but it's pretty fancy. So it's got like FAQs, it's got tables in there, it's got embedded pictures that are generated by Dolly. So all you got to do is like put your keyword in, it will generate it, and then you link your WordPress website and click auto post, and it will automatically post them. And another cool thing about Journalist is you can do what's called it's called auto blogs, where essentially you just have it set up to, you tell it about your website and what it's about and stuff. And every day you can pick 1 to 300 blogs that it will automatically just write and publish on your site a day.
Wow.
So I think that's another really cool tool that can drive a ton of traffic, like with the same kind of strategy.
Is that an AI tool then?
Yeah.
Journalist?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Journalist. And I think it just plugs into ChatGPT for the text, and they just have like an elaborate prompt to kind of make these like really big articles. And then it also plugs into, Dolly to generate the images. What I will say about it though is I'm not 100% sure. I can't be throwing too much shade at them, but I think they're using Dolly too, because the images haven't been like that great in there. When it's SEO, it doesn't matter that much. But yeah, I don't know. I hope they upgrade to Dolly 3, because Dolly 3 is great. It's like Mid Journey. It's like really good image generation. Dolly 2, not that great.
This is interesting, man. You got my wheels turning.
Yeah. Okay. So now that you know the premise, right? Did this with self-pause. Oh, and here's the one thing I will say about the self-pause one. Because, I made the template. So at the top of every single blog post, and like if people are interested, like just go Google AI life coach. I'm trying to remember what the top result for AI life coach is, if that's a blog post or like a custom page. Yeah. Okay. When you search it, you'll see like a big, huge banner at the top. Yeah, you can see exactly what I'm doing. So go Google AI life coach and you'll see what kind of content I'm creating. But this one is the AI life coach result is like a little bit extra fancy. In any case, though, most of the blogs are similar. You can probably find other blogs too if you just, I don't know, search for self-pause blog or something. Anyways, what I did though that I recommend is there's a big, huge banner at the top of every single blog post that's like, interested in like this, and then like the keyword, like go check out the self-pause app where we have like meditations and affirmations and an AI life coach. Here's a link to download the app. So like I have that at the top of every single, like the banner on the top of every single blog post, and then also the title of the blog post. So really the goal was like, yeah, we'll make all these websites, but anytime the traffic is driven, we want like a giant banner, a giant ad driving people to download our app, right? Or yep. to go click on your affiliate link or whatever your like call to action is. You want a big, huge banner at the top of all of these. That's essentially, yep. you know, build your template so it does that. So yeah, that's the strategy overall. Now it is time to take it to the next level. I've recently been, for people that know, I'm launching a new software startup called AI Box. It's a no code AI app builder and marketplace, allows you to link together, you know, thousands of AI models, put your prompts in, automate your workflows, put them on a marketplace. You get royalties when people use them. If you're interested, you can go to AIbox.ai, get on the wait list. But anyways, in doing this, I'm like, geez, like I really need, it would be really awesome to leverage like AI for like a big driving traffic to this thing, you know, pre-launch and post-launch. So, and the big thing right now that we're doing is we're doing like a round of crowdfunding. We've raised over $260,000 from just talking about it on podcasts and stuff. It's on Republic. I can leave a link in the description if you're interested in looking at that. But I'm like, you know, I want to do like a big marketing organic Google push using AI to drive people to the crowdfunding, but also to the, but also drive people to, you know, the product when it actually launches. So this is where I'm 10xing this strategy. This is my next thing that I'm going to do is, beyond just doing like your one website where you post like, I don't know, a few thousand articles on there. What I've gone and done is registered 10 different domain names. There's, you know, a bunch of Black Friday sales on Namecheap. So, you know, couldn't resist. Nice. I had to go buy 10 fresh new domain names. These are all like specifically in areas that are like focusing on my niche. So I have one that's related to like AI music generation, AI content generation, AI video generation, AI image generation, right? So I have like a like different websites for all these like different areas that will eventually be on this. And I'm going to do the same strategy where essentially I'm going to post one. I might, if I get crazy, I might post 10,000 articles on each of these blog posts. We'll see. Dang. But it's definitely going to be 1,000. So 1 to 10,000. If it's 10,000, that'll be like 100,000 articles. So what
you're
you'll
crazy,
notice,
dude, you're crazy.
What you'll notice is if you go over to something like Try Journalist, it is kind of expensive to do. I think it would be like $40,000 to do 100,000 articles or something like that. I could be wrong, but it's a lot of money regardless. So for me, because, you know, I do like software and I have, you know, developers that can help with this, we're building our own in-house tool that cuts that cost down significantly for this like big, huge project that we're doing. And I'll keep you guys all updated on the podcast, like how this project goes, what the reception is. I don't know what if a website gets banned or something, who knows? But the one thing that I will say that is important beyond just like creating like a giant unlimited spam generation machine, which is not really my goal. What I recommend is like, if you do a strategy like this, make a ton of content, post it to your blog, look at your Google Search Console to see what's ranking and driving traffic, and go to those pages and like make them super pretty. Have a person go in and like proofread all the text, like upload new images, like just make it like, so anything that does rank and perform that actual humans are clicking and going through, like humanize it and make it like extra good. I'll try to make these things as high quality as I can off the get-go. But beyond that, I think, you know, you still want to go in and like, when I started ranking for AI Life Coach, I went and made that page itself like super pretty and super like fancy, you know?
So is the strategy with like, let's say you do 10 different website domains, is that just to rank for different terms then, or what's the purpose for that?
My theory, first off, I'm worried, I have no idea, but I'm worried if I published 100,000 articles on one website, like in rapid fire, I don't know, like Google would flag me or something. I don't know. I'm just skeptical. Also, you know, I don't know exactly what's in every article. And in case there was like a quality, like a content quality issue, I'd be a little bit concerned about putting it on to like AI Box's actual website. Because like, you know, what if there's a blog post that's poor quality and people are like, oh, this, you know, reflects bad on the brand, you know? So that's like, so it gives like a little bit of like, I don't know, insurance policy, a leeway. It's like, oh, it's this third party website. Now, every one of those third party website blogs on the top are going to have a banner that's like, hey, do you want to build your like AI tools and automate workflows? Go check out AI Box. This is a cool tool. Or probably right now, there'll be a banner at the top that's like, hey, are you interested in like checking out, investing in a new AI startup? Go look at, you know, AI Box on Republic to whatever, check out their Republic crowdfunding or whatever. So like, I'll be able to just swap out the banners on these websites to be whatever I want. But essentially I'm building like advertising networks where I just get eyeballs to this traffic. And what I will say with self-pause, when we did this, we essentially would like use AI to generate all of this content. But then I had like a person go through article by article and like proofread, make sure everything was good. If there's anything like weird or sketchy or inaccurate, like they would just try to change it out. And the thing with SEO is it just takes so long to rank. So like I'm going to do this like crazy project now. And I'm hoping in 3 months, I'll come back and look at it and start seeing any results. Like it does take a few months, even for self-pause. It took 3 months before, like I worked on this thing for 3 months and saw zero uptick, but I just knew it was going to work. And then month three started seeing an uptick and then it kind of just like went crazy.
Wow.
So I expect that. And so for this project as well, I'm going to create like a ton of content. 3 months, I'll come back, see what's generating traffic and just go like pretty it up. Make it, because the thing is like, if you make a junky article that's not very high quality, even if people land there, it's not going to convert. No one's going to buy your thing or click your stuff, right? Like we're not here to just become unlimited spam bots, but if you try to make them as high quality as you can, and as soon as they get traffic, you go and make these things like really high quality, they'll start converting and you'll actually benefit from them.
This is crazy. So you're someone who has a software company you're trying to promote through doing this. Let's say you're someone like me, doesn't have that exact business model going. When it comes to affiliate marketing, since that's kind of what we're talking about this week. So for example, Sarah and I recently have come across an opportunity where there's a website / app that if we promote it and get someone to sign up, we get $25. Mm. Is it worth it for me to do the same strategy, in your opinion, to try to get people to sign up for the app?
Yeah, 100%. So, and I would think about it like, if you're going to do this strategy, I would typically do, like, let's say the app like disappears and dies and stops paying you. Would you still want to maintain the website in the niche that it's in is like the question I would have, right? Because a website's a little bit more permanent and it's a lot more work. It's a lot of work up front. It's kind of an investment, but like it could be awesome. It's kind of funny though. Like sometimes when you see those high commissions, I have a friend that he has a product. And he did an affiliate program and he said one of his affiliates was like just selling like tons. And he's like, dang, how are they doing this? And he's paying them lots of commissions, but he's happy. And he realized they were literally just taking out a Google ad on like the name of his business and just like had a Google ad there. So people would click it and buy it. And he's like, ah, come on. Like, this is not the purpose. Like, it's just cannibalizing his organic sales anyways, you know?
Interesting.
Yeah, so I thought that was kind of funny. And that, you'll see that a lot in affiliate marketing actually is like they'll people do if they have like a $25 every time someone signs up, like that's a pretty good commission. People will like just do paid advertising for stuff like that too. So there's a lot of options there. Now, what I will say is even if you were just doing this for like your YouTube channel, I had a great idea for promoting YouTube channels doing the strategy. Imagine you make a website with 10,000 because I know your YouTube channel, you guys talk about side hustles, Amazon palettes, flipping, all that kind of stuff. You have like Amazon affiliate courses. So like imagine you made a website, like a side hustle website, you posted 10,000 articles on it, all about like different side hustles or ways to do side hustles or things that you talk about. And then on every single one of those articles, you embedded one of your YouTube videos into there. Like, and like, let's say you could get like 100,000 people visiting your website a month, looking at your blogs. You're probably going to get like half of those people to just like click on the YouTube video, whether they watch the whole thing or watch for a few seconds. You probably generate an extra like 50,000 YouTube views.
That's interesting.
Doing something like that. So there's like all sorts of like benefits to this. At the end of the day, whoever has the traffic can promote any product, affiliate or personal or brand they want. So it's really about building those marketing channels. And it's a great opportunity to build a crazy marketing channel today.
Nice, dude. Well, I think I might give that a try because the app specifically that's offering us this is kind of a newer one. I think it's gaining popularity. So there might not be someone who's doing your growth hack strategy yet. So I think I might try.
Very cool. Well, that's awesome. I'm just for the listener to know, Jamie and I will both keep you updated as we do these projects, as we roll them out. We've given you the strategy. And I mean, I've told you the self-pausing that worked in the past, but I'll keep you updated on how this works, how, you know, we adapt and change. Cause inevitably right now I have a theory for how I'm going to scale this. Maybe I'll do 100 websites eventually, like who knows. Right. But, I'll keep you all up to date on this. Thank you so much for tuning into the AI Hustle podcast. Make sure to rate us. Like, honestly, wait, I'm going to give you like, this is a 10 second plug. Please, please listen. It makes a huge difference if you rate us. It helps us to be able to get great guests on the show. It helps us to be able to continue and make awesome content for you. So like seriously, if you're on Apple Podcasts or if you're on Spotify, if you could just leave us a rating, give us a 5-star if you like it. Or, you know, if you don't like it, then don't leave us a rating. Just kidding. Yeah, give us a good rating. We really appreciate it. It helps us stay motivated to continue. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you have a fantastic rest of your day. And I'll talk to you next week.
See you next time.